From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Iranian officials say their flagship airline will finalize a deal to buy 114 passenger jets from European plane maker Airbus. On Sunday, Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air will sign the deal when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France this Wednesday. An Iranian judiciary official says about 100 people have been arrested for attacking Saudi diplomatic missions in Shiite-majority Iran in early January. Iranian rioters had burned Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia's embassy in Tehran and a Saudi consulate in the city of Mashhad on January 2nd in retaliation for Riyadh's recent execution of a prominent Shiite cleric charged with militancy. The Associated Press reports that Israel's former president Shimon Peres was rushed back to a hospital late Sunday after experiencing chest pains. The health scare happened a week after the 92-year-old Peres, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, suffered a mild heart attack and was subsequently hospitalized. He had been released from his previous ailment last Tuesday. The Wall Street Journal says Portuguese voters are poised to elect conservative candidate and popular TV commentator Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa as their next president. With more than 95% of the votes counted in Sunday's Portuguese election, Mr. Rebelo de Sousa of the center-right Social Democratic Party had almost 53% of the vote. Antonio Sampaio da Nova, a former rector of the University of Lisbon running as an independent, was second with 22%. Portugal's president has a role that is largely ceremonial but could be key in maintaining political stability. This is VOA. As Washington digs out from a blizzard, congressional debate on the climate will heat up this week when the Senate considers a far-reaching bill to reform and modernize America's energy sector. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, the Senate will debate provisions facilitating America's export of natural gas and domestic production of strategic raw materials, a cause supported by Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
The chairman of the Senate Energy Committee is touting the bipartisan bill.
It will help America produce more energy. It will help Americans pay less for energy. We agreed to expedite liquefied natural gas exports to boost our economy and the security of our allies.
The bill aims to satisfy defenders of the fossil fuel industry. At the same time, it aims to win the support of lawmakers worried about climate change. Having committed the United States to a landmark global climate pact, President Barack Obama wants to steer America to a clean energy future.
But the jobs will create, the money will save, the planet will preserve. That is the kind of future our kids and our grandkids deserve.
With so many competing interests and visions of America's energy future, it remains to be seen whether the bill can pass a politically polarized Congress and earn President Obama's signature. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
A massive snowstorm that blanketed the U.S. East Coast has moved out to sea, leaving at least 17 people dead. The storm that began late Friday and ended early Sunday dumped near-record snowfall in some major cities like New York and caused heavy flooding along the coast. Residents emerged after daybreak on Sunday with snowplows and shovels, while tens of thousands of stranded travelers scrambled to get to their destinations or find alternate arrangements. The U.S. National Weather Service reported that 45 centimeters of snow fell at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, the official tally for snowfall in the District of Columbia. Public transportation in Washington remained shut down on Sunday for a second straight day. But at least 500 people walked to the city's popular DuPont Circle Park for a friendly snow battle. Well, the snowball fight organized by the Washington, D.C. Snowball Fight Association was one of several held throughout the city and organized by residents through Facebook. You can find more on those stories by going to our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.